Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, it was all recorded on her iPad. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 38-year-old married woman. This is my second marriage and my husband's first marriage. I have a 21-year-old child and an 18-year-old child, but I felt obligated to have a child with my husband because he didn't have any kids. We've been married 4 years and we have a 3-year-old daughter. He used to be my world, but now my children are my world after my daughter's iPad exposed my husband as a cheater. It was caught on video, so there's no way he can make me believe what I heard was not what I heard. My husband runs a tax prep business, and he does the payroll for his brother's business. His office is down in our basement, so our daughter stays home with him every day. It has saved money on daycare, so we have a tutor come by 2 days a week to do activities with our daughter on her iPad. But most of the time, my daughter is in the basement making videos of herself cooking, doing her doll's hair, and trying to do TikTok dances. Last week, she was doing a cooking video, and my husband was in the background on the phone. My daughter shushed him in her sweet little way, and he winked at her. Then he told whoever he was on the phone with that he had to go, and he'd see her at 12:30 while the baby was taking a nap. He was grinning from ear to ear. He also told the person to bring her bonnet so she wouldn't sweat her hair out like last time. That evening, my daughter wanted to show me her video, but all I heard was my husband talking to his side chick. The people closest to me think we can get past this. So does he. Can a cheater ever change? Do I owe him a second chance? First of all, I got to say this about your little 3-year-old daughter. She's amazing. Okay. She's quite advanced with her technical skills and all that. Filming herself cooking, doing her doll's hair, doing TikTok dances. I like that. But no, you don't owe your husband a second chance. Why don't you owe him a second chance? Because he's cheating on you and you have the receipts, period. And where's he going at 12:30 when your daughter takes a nap? I mean, he's supposed to be watching her, right? Can cheaters change, you ask? I believe people can do whatever they put their minds to. The problem is, will he change? Can he control himself? Or does he even want to stop cheating? Those are the questions. And it's not a matter of him changing. It's not even that. He broke the trust you had in him. So it's about you now. Do you want to give him a second chance? Do you want to do that? Will you ever be able to trust him again? You don't want to be constantly worried about him cheating and whatever else he's doing. He said he believes you guys can get past this, just like family members did. So what is he willing to do to make sure of that? Do you want to give him another chance? Like I said, will he stop cheating and do the hard work it's going to take to fix this marriage? If it can be fixed, how does he plan to make it up to you? These are more of the questions that you need to ask him if you decide to try and work this marriage out. I will caution you to be careful, though, because at this point, I'm sure he's going to say anything he thinks you want to hear. So trust what he does, not what he says. Steve, he was caught on tape.
Well, let me just start by saying, damn, dog.
Yes.
I mean, just damn, dog. First of all, why are you talking in front of your child? Y'all, I mean, and how loud were you talking that whatever your daughter was doing on the iPad, you could be heard in the background? None of this information in the letter is important about her being married before this, his first marriage. He never had a child, so you felt obligated to have a baby, and now y'all got a 3-year-old. You got a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old, and, you know, that's not important. It ain't even important that his husband runs a tax prep business, that your husband runs a tax prep business, and he does payroll for his brother's business. What do that got to do with anything? All this information is so irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the letter. His office is down in our basement. Now, this is what becomes important. The office is in the basement, so our daughter stays home with him every day. It has saved money on daycare, so we have a tutor come by 2 days a week to do activities with our daughter on her iPad. You have what? So you pay somebody to come by the house 2 days a week, not to study, but to do activities with your daughter on her iPad.
Well, it's probably
so I guess you're supporting the daughter, huh?
It's probably educational stuff.
Mm-hmm. No. We have a tutor come by 2 days to do activities on our daughter's iPad.
Yeah.
But most of the time, my daughter is in the basement making videos of herself cooking, doing her doll's hair, or trying to do TikTok dancing. And what the hell I need a tutor to come by for that for 2 days?
What?
I think it's educational stuff.
Yeah.
No,
for sure.
Anyway, she was doing a cooking video and my husband was in the background on the phone. This is where the letter gets good. This is all we need to do. And after that, I'll tell you what happened.
All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, it was all recorded on her iPad. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, it was all recorded on her iPad.
The first part of this letter is unimportant. She's been married, her husband hasn't. They've been married 4 years. She got 2 kids that's grown, 18, 21. He wanted a child, felt obligated. They got a 3-year-old daughter. He works from his basement. He do his brother's taxes. The daughter stays home with them to save money on daycare. And she do TikTok videos. And y'all got a tutor come by twice a week to do activities on TikTok. They ain't got a damn thing to do with this letter except set us up. Yo, baby is always doing stuff on TikTok. Now, last week, she was doing a cooking video. She 3 years old.
Yes.
Y'all gonna set the house on fire. And my husband was in the background on the phone. My daughter shushed him in her sweet little way, and he winked at her. Oh, some daddy-daughter time. Then he told whoever was on the phone with that he had to go and he would see her at 12:30. Now, whoever he was on the phone with, you don't know. So we got a small out here. We got a loop, a chance to lie.
Keep reading.
You said he told her, but you don't know it was her because all he said was, I'll see you at 12:30 while the baby is taking a nap. It could have been a business meeting. It could have been anything. We had an opening. But now your ass stayed on the phone and gave the incriminating evidence.
Yes.
He was grinning ear to ear. Well, if I'm finna make some money, I'm grinning too. He also told the person to bring your bonnet so you don't sweat your hair out like last time.
Yes.
What is you saying this for? In front of the damn baby. Evening, my daughter wanted to show me her video. Mm-hmm. But all I heard was my husband talking to his side chick. Now, it wasn't a side chick until he said, bring your bonnet so you don't sweat your hair out.
Come on,
like
boy.
Last time. God, this is the information that is incriminating and the part that we must deal with immediately. I have a solution.
No way.
Yes.
No way, Steve.
That evening, my daughter wanted to show me the video, and I heard my husband talking to his, what you say is side chick. The people closest to me think we can work past this, and so does he.
Hmm.
Can a cheater ever change? Do I owe him a second chance? Now, first of all, you left out a lot of information. What he said about the phone call, how he explained it, everything. But obviously, he must have told her that it was a chick. Shirley's ridiculous question was, where is he going at 12:30? He ain't going nowhere. He ain't leaving that baby at home by herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12:30. When the baby take a nap, he don't leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
She need to bring that bonnet so she don't sweat her hair out and leave no hair on these sheets.
Mm-hmm. That's
he ain't
the
going
key.
Nowhere. Mm-hmm. His dumb ass is at the house. What he should have said was, there was not a woman on the phone. I did say come over at 12:30 so the baby could be asleep. And I told him to bring his bonnet because sometimes he goes to the sauna. It was my brother. And my brother go to the sauna.
So his
and
wife
I told
just...
him to bring his bonnet with him because what you don't know was my brother just got a perm.
No. Nobody's buying that.
Well,
what else she got? What else she got?
But see, at least he would have had it because you didn't know who he was talking to when he said come by at 12 while the baby sleep. The problem he had was he told her to bring a bonnet so she wouldn't sweat her hair out like that. All we got to do is cover this bonnet and sweating hair. And that would be a man who has a James Brown perm.
Oh.
That he was perming his hair. And that's all it got.
Yeah. Now, that's all you
is
got.
Is that going to work? Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. But not. You need to have a shadow of doubt. Because on a jury of 12, you just need one.
Reasonable.
You just need one for reasonable doubt. It is
reasonable.
Too late.
Keyword,
you know,
reasonable.
Yeah. That didn't work.
Yeah.
And everybody, people close to you think y'all could get past that, and so does he. Can a cheater ever change? Cheaters change all the time. Do I owe him a second chance? I don't know that you owe him anything. It's just a matter of do you want to. But you left a lot of information out of this. I'm assuming you're writing because you want to work it out. If you didn't write us, you would just say, I'm done, I'm gone, boom, 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 boom. But you have some doubts and you want to try to work it out with this man. Because he used to be your world.
So she's thinking in her head that it could be the brother with the perm.
No, she's not thinking that at all because he wasn't smart enough to interject that doubt early on. It's too late to double back. He's already
whatever. There is no doubt he did it.
He's already admitted it, Shirley. Why don't you listen sometime? Or we'll just go with your home wrecking advice and just let it
in. You're just mad because he got caught and you don't have a lie for it.
I'm mad because he didn't think of nothing about right. That damn bonnet.
I know.
And the baby recorded him.
On today's letter on Instagram.
Dog.
At Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.